Okay, so, hello. This is the next chapter of A Different Love, Mafia Elmo X Reader. Okay, it is called Let Him Go. I swear it was only once, you yell at Elmo, scared of his reaction. I kissed her, she didn't kiss me, Big Bird chimed in to make my case better, but it made his worse. Big Bird, I've trusted you my whole life. I give you a job. I give you money when you need it. And you repay me by kissing my fiance, Elmo said with fury in his eyes. Elmo, please. I didn't know. Didn't know what, Big Bird? That we were together. Elmo's getting scary and you want to get out of there. Babe, we should. Elmo charges at Big Bird and brings him to the ground. Elmo, please! You feel tears well up in your eyes and watch as the two rough it out on the ground. Elmo, I'm sorry, I really am, Big Bird says, trying to kick him off. If you were really sorry, you wouldn't have kissed her in the first place, Elmo yelled. You begin to cry from your frustration. It was very challenging, honestly. Enough! You yell out, hot tears streaming down your face. The two men look back at you. Elmo gets up and walks over to you. I'm sorry, babe, he says, placing a kiss on your forehead. Don't cry, baby, he said, comforting you. Wasash Ian, I don't want to hear a peep from you, Elmo yelled at Big Bird. I don't want you talking to her ever again, and if I find out you so much as looked at her again, I will make sure you disappear off the face of the earth. Elmo says in orderly fashion. Elmo grabs your hand and heads out of the abandoned building. I have to let Big Bird go. Oh, God, this is bloody dramatic, isn't it? Next chapter.
I miss him.
It's been about a month since I last saw Big Bird. Elmo and I are getting married next week and relocating somewhere in Canada. He says it's for my safety. But will I be safe if he's still a mob boss? I mean, it is Canada, but still. I lay in my bed next to my fiance. I love Elmo. I know I do. Why would I say yes if I didn't love him? I know what you're thinking. I hear Elmo speak up. Elmo, I thought you were still. I know I'm incredibly sexy. He bites his lip and rubs his chin. Elmo, but that doesn't mean I settle for you. You're okay just the way you are. Not perfect, but okay. He licks the tip of my nose. Only I'm perfect just the way I am. He continues his monologue. I look at this little red monster I fell in love with. I fell in love with love. I'm in love with Elmo. And only him. I love you, pretty, he says to me. I love you to. Shh. He puts a finger over my mouth. I already know. Everyone loves me, he said to you. Those raging homosexuals are taking you wedding dress shopping tomorrow, he told me. Bert and Ernie? I respond. Yeah, them, he responds to my response of his statement. Oh, fun. It's all happening so fast. Am I ready? What am I talking about? Of course I am. You should get some sleep, kitten. He bites his lip again. Oof. Good night. Wow. These chapters are quite short. I guess. By the way, I think I'm going to be doing like 2, maybe 3 chapters in each of these episodes. Don't question it. Okay. Next chapter. Shop till you drop, baby.
Dress after dress after dress after dress. Bert and Ernie will not agree on a dress with you.
No, you still look like a cow.
Elmo would be a runaway bride.
Do you hate yourself or something?
I mean, yeah, you think to yourself. Oh, that's unfortunate.
You zip upwards your last attempt at pleasing Bert and Ernie with your style. You look in the mirror.
Wow. I'm kind of hot.
You check yourself out in the mirror.
Bert bangs on the door.
Come on, can you hurry up and disappoint us so Ernie and I can make you look presentable enough?
You open the door and step out into the open room and stand on a little box. These people are crazy. There's silence. You look into the big mirror behind you.
Oh, that is a nice dress.
You look in the mirror and see Ernie and Bert's faces memorized.
By the way, I'm saying this how it's written, so if it sounds weird, it is.
So, you say, trying to break the silence that's breaking you.
Oh, you know, Ernie says. By the way, that's your name.
We just can't express how you look, Bert says, shedding a tear.
You smile, thinking you got them to like your choice.
How could you look in the mirror and think that it would be okay to leave the room looking like that? Bert says, sobbing.
Ugly bitch. Ernie scoffs, patting Bert on the back and consoling him. You scrunch up your face. You go off on them.
Well, what the heck do you have in playing? Bert and Ernie gasp.
You know, did you just say the H word?
Ernie says in a whisper.
Oh gosh, I know you don't have a hate repass.
Bert matches Ernie's tone.
Hate word? Heck. Whatever.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know what I was thinking.
You apologize. Bert and Ernie drag you to a room that has racks of dresses they picked and shove you into a dress. You look in the mirror.
Oh, that is such an ugly dress, honey.
What the heck?
Oh, okay, so this was updated 2 days ago
to be continued. So I'm going to add that to my library. And when there is a new chapter, I shall read it.
I think this is quite fun, to be honest. But I think I will probably find, I have a lot. But I think if they don't update soon, I will just kind of find some completed ones, little short ones. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was this. I have a feeling, I'm not sure when this will be updated. The next one is going to be a wedding chapter, which shall be quite fun. I think I'm going to be doing some really short ones, while we're waiting. So yeah, that should be fun. I hope you enjoyed this, with Wattpad readings by a British person in a country accent. Don't come at me for the accent, I know it's strange. So yeah, hope you enjoy that, and see you next time.